Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
Carl Armstrong. I want you to understand something. It's Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Pete Crow Armstrong. That is, those are your guys on the podium right now.
Ball knowers are paying attention to what Pete Crow Armstrong are doing. His performance and his production is now showing up in a way that all of baseball and its fans are recognizing.
Here's a drive left center, trouble on the run, and
Pete Crow Armstrong makes a sensational catch.
Oh, baby! What a catch! Unbelievable!
Unbelievable!
As spectacular a play as you will see.
Pete Crow Armstrong flew into my vision, and he made a diving catch. What a play!
I don't know what shoes he's wearing, but they got to be sizzling hot as fast as he was moving.
Swing and a drive! Right field! Forget it! Off the scoreboard!
It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
It's the PCA show.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, how'd you like that win last night? We are going to talk about it. This is The Score. Rahimi and Harris coming to you. And we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Brandon Fryer. We also want to hear from you. We asked the question earlier today. We're going to open up the phone lines if you want to join us. Pete Crow Armstrong is the most exciting player in Chicago sports since who? 312-644-6767. You can also chime in on our text line. And we are on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell are helping us out on Twitch today. There is no way to put it better than what we heard Pat Hughes say when he said, we are watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong. That catch in the outfield was absolutely amazing, tumbling, diving catch in center field. And then he goes out the next inning in the eighth. So to end the seventh, he does that. And then in the eighth inning, on the first pitch he sees, 453 feet. Just incredible.
No doubter. That's the beautiful thing about it. And the thing was, you had doubts about what was going to happen in the top half of the inning until you see Pete Crow Armstrong just gliding across. And that's part of it, right? He makes it look so easy. And then it's an old adage. I remember growing up watching SportsCenter, right? They show you the highlight. They'd be like, player makes an outstanding play in the field. So, of course, comes to the plate, makes it happen at the plate as well. It happened in like a five-minute span. The commercial break is all you got to kind of catch your breath. And what did I just see him do? And the way he was able to glide across basically to left field to make the catch. And then as soon as you're like, okay, let's see what happened. Oh, that's what we're doing? Insurance served.
Yeah, it was like 2 minutes later. And then boom, as I was like processing that the bottom of the eighth was beginning, I'm like, oh, that ball is going a really far distance. That ball is still going. Still going. Statcast has it at 452, but I initially heard 453, so that's what I want to say.
The way he hit the ball, I was like, man, he really hammered that. And I was like, I couldn't tell how much altitude the ball got. But then when they changed the shot from the plate shot, the pitcher to the plate, to seeing where it landed, how high up on the scoreboard, it's like, oh, no, he absolutely murdered that pitch. And it wasn't like a pitch that was like down and in or anything that he golfed out. He just hacked it.
That was also the hardest hit ball of his career at 111.5 miles an hour. And I think it just speaks to what we were discussing yesterday, when it's the fans helping vote him in, when he's the third leading getter in all-star voting on the National League side, and you're understanding that we're watching an ascension of a player. And that hasn't happened for us in a long time like this.
And so you go back to the question, this game, the impact he has in game one of a pretty big series. It's an NL Central series. And it's not like in many years past where you have 19 games against a division opponent. Like, there's only 13, which is still a lot. But that's two series at home and two series on the road. And when you win these games, it can mean a lot. So for him to have an impact, a tone setter, if you will, at the end of a game that was really nip-tuck. It was close.
Yes, it was.
You were kind of like, all right, I just saw the bullpen give up a run. So that's a thing that could happen now. Because for a couple of weeks, you were thinking the bullpen doesn't really give up runs. That's not what they do.
We got comfortable.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened. We got real confident watching the Cubs game that, the Brewers were, they can't do very much. And then they put up two also in the second inning. And listen, off of Ben Brown to not have a catastrophic first inning, not that that is necessarily the standard. I expect a little more out of Ben. But for him to only have that two-run second inning, and then we see in the sixth inning the Brewers tack on another run, and at that point, it's a 4-3 ball game. So you're wondering what's going to happen after the Cubs put up three in the fifth. And then you see what happened in the eighth inning with that great diving catch, diving, tumbling. And I did laugh because he ended up landing right in front of Ian Happ, who looked like he was like, oh, okay, all right then. And then I'm laughing because I think about how Ian Happ describes his willingness to cover center field like he's a golden retriever, just go get it. And then, man, almost immediately in baseball terms, we see him turn on one that was just absolutely incredible. To do that two plays in a row, what can you say?
And it's not like he's, I don't want to say overshadowing his teammates, but like we're talking about Kyle Tucker, right, and how good he is. He had a three-hit game with a couple of doubles, but all you were thinking
about... Yeah, Kyle Tucker hit for some power now. Like, those were some well-placed balls.
And so you're realizing, and I was looking at this, and I was like, man, his batting average isn't that high. Pete Crow's only batting .270 on the season, right? He went 1-for-2. He drew a walk, which isn't something that he does a lot of, drawing walks.
But I did want more walks. But the Cubs had two yesterday.
They had two. They worked some counts. Look, it was a difficult situation in a high-stakes game for the Cubs and the Brewers. And Pete Crow Armstrong made two very big things happen in a very short amount of time that was like an exclamation point when you look at what happens with the bullpen members and Yenesy Cabrera, Brad Keller, Caleb Thilbar, Daniel Palencia. But to get the insurance for a team that you know has not been scoring. They have not been scoring and they have not been slugging. But they got two big bombs. And the fact that Pete Crow Armstrong had the last word in that game just kind of summed up how most people are feeling about this team right now. That Pete Crow Armstrong is going to make something happen. And here's the interesting thing about it to me, Layla. We talk about the stars in baseball and how they have can't miss at bats. I don't necessarily feel that way about Pete Crow Armstrong, but when the Cubs are in the field, I can't wait for a ball to get hit towards left, right field and see what Pete Crow Armstrong does. Every time a ball is hit in the air, I want to see, like, is this going to be difficult or not?
Yeah, the goal, as a lot of managers say, is you want two center fielders in the outfield. Essentially, you want two people who can cover that much ground. And I don't necessarily know that the Cubs have that. They have good fielders, as we know. We've talked about it. And other, you know, the Cubs pitchers have talked about how much they appreciate having the fielding that they do. Caleb Thielbar touched on it after the game with Marquee Sports Network. But in this case, when you're talking about somebody who is just, I think we are beginning to see his potential. And it's happening quicker than we realized. And we're seeing how extraordinary he is in the outfield and how he can run. And there's also an element of joy that you're seeing, how he's playing with that joy that I think we all need to watch when we're watching games, and we all need to absorb in a way that makes us happy. It's just a combination of something that is very special. We've already got a lot of good texts, by the way, when it comes to the response on this. Like the examples that we have so far, 708, PCA is the most exciting athlete in Chicago sports they've seen since Devin Hester or Sammy Sosa. 331 says Michael Jordan. 773 wow. says Sammy Sosa. 815 says Patrick Kane. And I understand the memory there and like seeing what he was doing when he came up. Like, this is the fun time when you get to see somebody just rise to the occasion and you get to see them improve in front of you. And that's the part that I really enjoy. Like, when I came here, Patrick Kane was a ready-made superstar already. You know, that happened while I wasn't necessarily watching games. 773 says Derrick Rose and Devin Hester. To see D. Rose's ascension too, I feel like that began for a lot of us in college. You know, when you saw him play at Memphis. A lot of other people would say it happened in high school when they saw him play at Simeon. But either way, when you see somebody start to get good like this, and not just really good, but like possibly superstar level, it's a special thing to be a part of.
I think for me, understanding PCA and those texters doing a great job. Yo, feel free to call in, by the way. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, we did open up the phone lines for this. Sometimes I know people are at work, and you may not want to admit you're at work, so you might not want to call in, but we did open it up, 312-644-6767.
What I wanted to say about these texts, a couple of things. One of the concepts that I like is he was named the straw. And there's nothing I love more in baseball than when you have a player in your lineup who can be described as the straw that stirs the drink. And here's why. Because when you have that type of player, that is infectious. And that affects everyone up and down. Usually when you're talking about a guy like that, it's a Ricky Henderson type. It's a Jimmy Rollins type. It's guys who have been great Hall of Fame level or MVP level in a certain season. And you can see how it affects everybody else. But he's doing it from the cleanup spot. And, you know, the first time through the lineup is really the only time you're in the quote-unquote cleanup spot. Every other time, you're just up doing whatever you do. And that's if there's nobody on and you get on base, you can steal bases. If there are people on and you get a home run, you're making things happen. But it's been fascinating to watch Pete Crow Armstrong get sent down, come back up, have a strong second half of last season, and then take off to the degree that he has this season.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And the segment is also brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. We do have a caller here. Let's take him. Clinton Des Plaines, you're on the score.
Things happen.
Hey, good morning, guys.
There you are.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I think it's a pretty ironic answer, but I think he's the most exciting player since Javi Baez.
Huh. I don't think that's ironic. I think it may be coincidental. I mean, I see what you're saying because of the trade, too. And a lot of people have given that comp. Ian Happ even gave that comp.
Yeah, with the energy and the way he plays, right? That's the discussion. I think for me, when I think excited, like, I'm trying to think, Javi, like, did I get as excited seeing him? Because I'm going back to, like, playoff Javi and everything else. But, like, Pete just on, like, any given Tuesday can do what he did last night.
I mean, I think, you know, watching Javi become that person and kind of grow into who he was, I can feel that similar energy. I think the difference with Javi was not just the way he played in the infield, but, like, even now, like his, you can see his facial expressions when he was playing for that Tiger series against the Cubs, and he smiles, and you want to smile, or you're like, a ball comes to Javi, and still when he's at short, I'll be like, oh, he's getting this. You know, there's just that shared emotion with Javi Baez that I don't necessarily have watching Pete Crow Armstrong yet, if that makes sense. Like, I see Robbie nodding. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's interesting getting your perspective because you're observing Javi Baez in a resurgence, whereas we got him, you know, when he was first that guy.
Yeah, Javi Baez, until this resurgence, was my least favorite athlete of my own team ever because he was terrible. So hearing what you guys say about him, I wanted that. And now that I do have it, it's great. But a player I want to mention, if Caleb Williams has the PCA type of jump this year, what is the buzz of the city? Because I feel like it will be incredible.
We're back from the depths because we've been in sports Hades.
And Ray was here too. I mean, Ray was also here as a Cubs fan, watching Javi Baez come on. And there was something very communicated and shared. Like, you just knew his emotion every time when you saw it. And the showmanship that he has, I feel like, is still on another level from Pete Crow Armstrong. And Javi Baez, you know, everybody forgets, except perhaps here. It's an appropriate discussion to bring up because he would have been the MVP, I think, in 2018 if it weren't for Christian Yelich. And that's a big part of it for me to discuss, too, is that kind of got lost, you know, in watching him leave town and then obviously getting traded. It is interesting that Pete Crow Armstrong is the one who's here in return, but the hard part is a lot of people remember that end of it more freshly than the beginning.
815 says PCA did to the Brewers what Yelich did to the Cubs from 2018 to 2021, and Yelich was a tear. I mean, technically, he could still be a tear on any given night. He came into the series pretty hot, actually. And the other comp that I love is the 779 says PCA equals Andrew Jones. Listen, I don't know that I've seen a better... No, since Andrew Jones, I don't know that I've seen someone dominate in center field the way that Jones did, like PCA, because he makes it look so easy. That's the thing, the commonality between the two of them.
Right.
They covered so much ground, and they made it look so easy.
Ozzie's original comp for Luis Robert, back when Luis Robert was peak, and I feel like at the height of what we saw with his potential, Ozzie would used to say that. And I think that the real appreciation for Andrew Jones is in how he made it look easy for how long he did. You know, that was a big part of it for me. Our phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Why not share this baseball fun together? So let's go to John and Niles on the score.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Hello, John.
Hello. So my answer to the question about PCA being the most exciting player since fill in the blank would be either Chris Bryant or Kyle Schwarber, just based on their impact their first couple years as Cubs.
I think that's a good comp when you consider that Chris Bryant was the rookie of the year and when you consider that the hype for bringing him up was so high. I almost think that might have been the difference with Bryant was that you were just waiting, so much so that Red Bull even put out a commercial because you knew that everybody was waiting for him to get the call up. And you knew that at that time, the CBA was prohibitive and you had the extra year of control if you waited. So we waited and waited and waited. And then what we saw was just an incredible year that, frankly, I don't know, has been duplicated.
I'll say this, Layla. The one thing about the comp with Derrick Rose, I think PCA is on that level because I think this is going to be more of a it already is, based on the All-Star voting, more of a national thing and not just maybe how it makes people in Chicago feel. D. Rose, the way he made Chicago feel was obvious, but it went well beyond the city limits.
Yeah, I think the difference with D. Rose, too, is that being from here and then the 1.7% chance of being drafted by the Bulls and then seeing that team get built up around him. I love that we get to talk about like the good things, you know, we're having fun with all of this in a way that is productive and it makes you remember why people were special in the combination. But yeah, his ascension is something that we still marinate on. So we will do so and continue to do so after the break. 312-644-67. You can call us, you can text us. And we are on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The score. Our question of the day is, Pete Crow Armstrong is the most exciting player in Chicago since who? We'll also get into why that Cubs win over the Brewers was not only good for them, it was really bad for the other team. That's next on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's a drive, left center, trouble on the run, and
Pete Crow Armstrong makes a sensational catch. Unbelievable.
Swing and a drive, right field, forget it, off the scoreboard.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things, great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
It is indeed pretty cool. You heard the call there, Marquee Sports Network. You also heard Craig Counsell talking about Pete Crow Armstrong, and we are too with you. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score, 312-644-6767. A lot of people want to chime in because we were asking, Pete Crow Armstrong is the most exciting player in Chicago since who? So let's go back out to the phone lines. Who should we take first, guys? Anybody in particular? Josh has been waiting the longest, so we're going to take Josh. He is in Crystal Lake.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Josh.
So what I'm hearing from a lot of the banter, which is it's Javi, you know, Pete, Javi, Pete, but it's not really comparable. So what you guys are asking, the most exciting, as in when I'm thinking about that question, I'm like, hey, like, I'm at the edge of my seat.
Can't miss
right?
it.
I'm waiting. I'm watching. I'm waiting. I'm watching. It's like every single time, whether he's in the field, you know, Chris Bryant was the last one that we had in this town that we are waiting, watching. Because KB just tore it up. He tore it up 3-4, you know, maybe a little bit in his fifth season, I believe, until he got hit, you know, that ball that he got hit in the face with, and then everything went downhill from there. You know, but It was KB by far. And ultimately, also, we got to remember, he's so young. There's so much more. So it's so hard to be comparing him to anybody yet. But it's not fair. There's nothing to compare him to yet. Right?
No, I appreciate the call. And I also think that it's not even necessarily how you want to compare him player to player. We've been doing that. But it's even just who gave you this much hope or this much excitement and gave you that feeling.
But I think Josh hit the nail on the head with the way he described it. Because we're not talking about like who's the best player. We're talking about the most exciting. I can't walk away from my television or I can't get up and go to the bathroom at this game right now because PCA is either in the field or it's his turn to bat.
I think we lost Josh, but I appreciate him kind of parsing it through. It's also funny because you're like, well, I want to give this person their due respect, but I don't want to disrespect this other person. So that's what makes it kind of fun.
I think right now, Chicago's having a moment. And not only is Chicago having a moment, but it seems like a moment which could radiate and go well beyond Chicago, depending on how this goes the rest of the season.
Yeah, let's also just have some fun with what is enjoyable.
I'm enjoying last night.
Exactly.
One day at a time. Like the people tell me when I ask them questions. We're just digging it one game at a time.
Yeah, boo to that. I take in many games at a time, and then I go back and I look at other games, and then I look in the future to other games. We're going to do that in our Bears Hour, by the way. We're going to finish going over the schedule at 1 o'clock, but we're still taking calls here on The Score. Let's get to who next? Frank and Wheaton? Let's take Frank on The Score.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're
Hi,
good.
Frank.
How you doing, Frank?
All right. I'm going to go way back. Because I'm older than you guys, and I seen when he came over from Philadelphia, the first year wasn't so hot in that, but he broke out in 84. And that's what Pete Crow reminds me of, is Ryan Sandberg. Sandberg had 19 triples, over 20 doubles, missed the home run mark by one home run, you know, and all the runs scored. You know, they had a daily double. Pete Crow is daily double himself. He gets on base, he steals second, you know, and he gets driven in by Suzuki. But I see the flashes of him. He's going to win multiple gold gloves, just like Ryan Sandberg did. Now, can he carry it on like Sandberg did for year after year? You know, that's to be seen. But the year of 84, that reminds me of it, because we broke a 39-year drought. And now it seems like the Cubs are relevant again and after getting rid of Chris Bryant, Rizzo, everybody's favorite players. And it seems like we got our new favorite players again.
That's a great point, Frank. I appreciate it a lot. And I think, getting somebody to talk about how they felt about Rhino going back to the 80s, watching him get good, you know, not coming in and saying, oh, he's my favorite player and you grew up with him being good. I think that is a great perspective to bring in.
The great thing about Rhino is the 19 triples that he mentions is like Rhino, not known as being a speedster per se, but he could, you know, steal a bag, do what was necessary, ends up with 344 stolen bases. He only had 8 triples as a high after the 19, but the 19, that's what helped drive him to MVP that season.
Good stats, like just enjoyable things to talk about.
That's what I'm saying.
When you're putting this all into perspective. 847 says on our text line, if I could help it, I never missed a Frank Thomas at bat. Man, his rookie season. Like, how do you put it into words? We've had a lot of people waiting to on the not just the text line, they've been chiming in, but also calling. So let's go to Sam in Michigan City. He's been waiting a while. Sam, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
What up?
Well, I was honestly thinking, like, I like the KB and the Javi comps, but I was thinking about going, like, 10 years before them. What about Aramis Ramirez? Got a power hitter in this guy. But plus, he's a great fielder. I don't know. I think he's got something special in him right now, and I would like to see maybe, dare I say, 30 and 30.
I don't think that's outrageous at all. You know, now that the bases are bigger and now that you see how many people are hitting home runs and there's not a stigma to strike out, I think that's a great point. Sam, thanks for your call. I think that, that's Aramis Ramirez, too. I feel like was a player that people really appreciate also because of the time that he was playing. More calls here on 670 The Score with Rahimi and Harris. I know John in Dallas has been waiting a while, so let's get to John.
Yeah, how y'all doing? He kind of has the flash that he reminds me of Jose Cardinal, and I think he's going to be as great as, believe it or not, he got the good as Roberto Clemente. I'm just seeing the relation to Roberto Clemente.
Now, Clemente played before my time, but I know how good he was. So that's high praise right there.
I mean, that is he's a noted figure in baseball history, not just for the amazing charity work he did, but for his incredible level of play.
No, a Hall of Famer on his own merit, just in what he was able to do on the field. So, like, that's the point, though, right? Is that PCA, he makes you have these conversations, and he makes you think, man, I haven't seen something like that since, and then fill in the blank.
Also, it's not necessarily that it's the most truthful number comp. It's just about making you think of what you felt when you saw somebody. Yeah, Robbie?
So he said Roberto Clemente. Roberto Clemente is an incredible baseball player. So let's say that is the comp. Can PCA become the greatest Cub of all time?
Whoa. I'm going to go ahead and slam brakes right now on this entire
thing. I'm not saying he is going to be.
I thought you were out of pocket when you called in the face of baseball on Twitter last night.
But I'm saying, like, if we went down this road and if he plays to his potential, how we think it is his ceiling, which may be a 5 on it, we don't know, could he be the greatest Cub of all time? He's only 23, and if he's here for the long run, he has that potential.
I would like to see him get through this season.
I don't even know where to begin with that. Yeah, like, the statue, when I think of, like, the statues that are outside of Gallagher Way, yeah, or Ernie Banks, for example. I mean,
Robbie's basically saying, have they commissioned the statue yet of Pete Crow Armstrong? And that's what I take issue with. I am going to enjoy the moment. I'm going to enjoy the run. I'm going
to
enjoy the fact.
Somebody has to do it. Somebody has to take it to the extreme of the take.
No, but like, I'm just going to enjoy the fact that Pete Crow Armstrong made two things happen in a 5-minute span, which were made for an amazing moment, and got the Cubs to a season high 17 games over 500.
Like Billy Williams? Like, I'm sorry, Robbie. I don't mean to
getting over my skis,
joy.
But if we simulated his entire career based on this year alone, would be pretty nice.
Ron Santa. No. Okay. I can't think about the statue yet, Robbie. I can't think about him being the face of baseball. What's he doing next? Running for public office in your mind? Where does this
end? He could probably do better, but we'll find out.
Let's keep it rolling on our phones. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Florida?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Hi, Layla.
Hi, Robert.
Hi. Hi, Marshall.
What's up?
Listening to you guys. Love your show. Thank you very much for your entertainment. But I'm going to go way back and going to go a little bit in a different direction. So, and you guys probably, I know you wouldn't remember him personally, but from a pure excitement standpoint, I'm going to compare him to Bobby Hull. Bobby Hull, every time he touched the puck and did his rink long, going to the net, and his slap shot, his speed, his charisma. I mean, this is what Pete Crow kind of shows me. I mean, you got to sit in your seat and just watch this guy, and you did the same thing with Bobby Hull way back.
Well, given his historical context of his play for the Blackhawks, that is also high praise, Robert. We thank you for your call.
I love that. I just want to point out, and because I'm trying to figure out in my brain what makes Pete Crow Armstrong exciting. I think it's just the versatility and the fact that he can flash in any and every way. He's the only player in baseball that's in the top 10 in offensive war, defensive war, and stolen bases. So in any phase of the game that he's involved with, he can make something happen that makes you go, ho, 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 ho. You know? And just kind of observe to yourself. And you know when you're watching something alone, Layla, and you look around like you wish you had someone to talk to talk about what just happened?
I just usually yell at the TV, but yes.
Yes. So what I found, and you might know this because you deal with me on an everyday basis, I am quick to fire off in that group chat and not stop firing off until I've gotten my thoughts off because I don't have anybody to say because I'm in a room by myself watching these things happen.
I mean, that's what the group chat is for. By the way, Pete Crow Armstrong already, according to Fangraph's Total War, 3.9 wins.
Is that good?
That puts him third. Aaron Judge is at 5.8 because he's Aaron Judge. And then Cal Raleigh of the Mariners
just keeps hitting home runs.
Continuing to have an incredible season. He's at 4.4, according to Fangraphs. But you know who they're all ahead of?
Shohei Ohtani.
Bingo, 3.8, according to Fangraphs. And then it's Robbie's favorite, Tarek Skubal of Detroit, at 3.6. So just want to point that out there. You're talking about the biggest names in baseball currently, and Pico Armstrong is among them. We continue with calls. 312-644-6767 on the score. It's fun to share in this. So I think next we go to Milton in Jefferson. Hi, Milton.
Hi, this is Milton from Jefferson Park.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a little more sense. On our phone line, it just said Jefferson, so I'm like, okay, maybe this is new to me. Hi, Milton.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call. I'm going to go a little bit more in recent years. I think the most exciting thing for me in Chicago sports over the last 7 years has to be those 21-22 Bulls with the start of the season they had, starting off 27-11, and then DeRozan hitting those back-to-back game winners on New Year's Eve and New Year's. They just had the United Center feeling like 90s Bulls again.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Those were fun. It was an exciting time. I'm pretty sure Danny Parkins put a bet on the Bulls to win the NBA title or the Eastern Conference, if I recall that year. I think it was the Eastern Conference.
And then Lonzo Ball got. And then, yeah.
By the way, we're going to talk about Bulls with Joe Calley at the top of the hour at 11, Joe Calley of the Sun-Times, because there is a lot of Bulls news going on. So who better to discuss extensions with and as we get ready for the NBA draft than Joe? So I was going to remind people of that. Milton, thank you for doing so. Thanks for your call. Do we have time for one more? I think we have time for one more.
No, no, let's break. We'll get him on the other side.
It was funny because I saw Robbie say yes, and then you saw Ray say no.
What? I was just going off. I'm looking at the clock, so. Yeah.
This break is a little more flexible. All right, fair enough. Commercials, because this is free for you, not for us. So we're coming up next with more. Celebrating Pete Crow Armstrong and a Cubs win. Why the heck not? This is Raheemi and Harris on the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Score.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're seeing a center fielder that's he's playing at as high a level as I've seen a center fielder play. Now we're 70 games in or whatever, but how he's playing it, you know, it's as good as I've seen. All the pitchers that have been around for a while, like Caleb Theobar, would and he's had some pretty good center fielders behind him as well.
We wanted to play all this stuff for you from last night, like comments like that from Craig Council. This is Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score. We continue to ask the question that's got everybody fired up. Pete Crow Armstrong is the most exciting player in Chicago since who? We had all this audio we wanted to play. We had a bunch of calls. We're just like, nah, everybody wants to call in and talk about this. Let's let it go. Let's keep it rolling. So we do.
Yeah, I don't want to miss the moment. And my favorite comps so far, or best sense so far, are Devin Hester, MVP Derrick Rose, Bobby Hull, and Roberto Clemente. I think those are all excellent comps in terms of what they did and how they're known not just in Chicago, but also they all had moments in some entire careers, like just nationally. And I think that's what PCA is about to become. He's on the precipice of becoming a national figure.
I also appreciate people bringing up pitchers who comp that as well. Like, people mentioned Mark Pryor, for
Kerry
example.
Wood, man.
Just like, and it's not necessarily that you think they're going to have that career. It's just who you think is the most exciting since. So that's where we're at with this. We go back to the phones, 312-644-6767. We keep it rolling until the top of the hour. Andy in Bloomingdale. Andy, you're on The Score.
Good morning. You know, they asked Andre Dawson before the game with the same question last night, who they could compare it to. Now, Andre all could come up with Cesar Cedeño, a five-tool player. For me, now, I'm just saying a rookie, I would say Walter. Sweetness was absolutely incredible. I still consider him, Pete Crow, like a rookie still. But, you know, Andre thought Cesar. I'm thinking Walter was absolutely amazing. Every time he touched the ball, forever to the day he, you know, what happened. But
wait,
he was amazing.
Are you saying Walter or did Andre say Walter? I'm just trying to keep up.
No, Walter. You know, Andre was saying Cesar Cedeño. Out of all the people he could come up with, he said Cesar Cedeño. And I says, as far as a rookie now only, and not comparing his the whole stat, but rookie-wise, how could you not say Sweetness? He was absolutely amazing, an icon, not just in football, in Chicago, but forever.
Well, Andy, I think if watching him makes you feel that excited, then that is a good comp for you. And that's really what matters. I appreciate Andre Dawson talking about it, too. We have this resource now that he's here. He just, like, hangs out at Wrigley from time to time. And it's kind of incredible that Andre Dawson is around and chilling with people at times on the field.
I remember the last place MVP like it was yesterday, even though it was not yesterday. And that man could do a lot of different things.
Let's keep it going. Justin and Joliet, you're on with Raheemy and Harris on The Score.
Nah. How quickly they forgot Derrick Rose is disrespectful. This man was the youngest MVP in NBA history. He was a 6'2 point guard that could cross somebody over, make them fall, or dunk on your 7-footer. Derrick Rose was must-see TV.
Andre, I said Derrick Rose. That was my literal, that's the guy for me. That
there were multiple people who actually said that on our text line, and then we talked about it too.
Yeah, Derrick Rose, that's my personal answer, is Derrick Rose, MVP Derrick Rose.
But yeah, sure, people forgot about Derrick Rose. I'm with the spirit of it, I'll say that.
Yeah, after the injury, it just...
What about thanks?
Let me tell you something about John Danks. Do you know how mad I was when he got traded to the White Sox?
Yeah,
like, infuriated.
We do know.
I was like, you traded him for who?
You're on the record as talking about this.
I believe I called that the Akinori Otsuka and Magic Beans trade.
Wow. Okay. That's one way to look at it.
Brandon McCarthy was involved, too. Not the same. Pete Crow Armstrong is the most exciting player in Chicago since who? Let's go to Ryan in Lombard. Ryan, you're on The Score.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. So here's a good one for you. I feel like we've had a lot of great players over the years, obviously some electric ones, but here's a good one. Khalil Mack on the Bears. I felt like, you know, we didn't know a lot about him because he was playing in Vegas at the time, so we didn't watch him. But that first night when they played Green Bay, man, and he wrecked that game for the Bears. He turned that game around, and I felt like, and they didn't win, obviously, but I felt like, you know, this is a guy you don't want to walk away from the TV from. He can just change the whole game.
I remember.
So, yeah, I'm gonna go with Khalil Mack. He was a good one.
Ryan, thank you so much for calling. And I do remember feeling like, oh, this is going to be different for the Bears. Look at this game-wrecking first half. He's having a football. And I'm like, this is against the Packers. I can't believe I'm watching this.
I like the comp because Pete Crow Armstrong wrecks the dreams of hitters each and every day because guys will literally think they've got extra bases and they've got no bases.
Yeah, that first of all plays into the wins above replacement category.
Yes.
And secondly, just plays into how it's defensive run saved, but it's so much more than that. It's just watching somebody do something incredible that you didn't think that would happen.
The demoralization
the catch last
though,
night.
The demoralization of the hitter after the PCA catch though. As they kind of look back, they're like, that definitely was going to land, and then they might look at the video board and see the replays like, tip of the cap.
Hits this ball to the gap wrong. There are no gaps.
It also plays into too, if you were to line up all of the Cubs 9 starting lineup up and be like, which one's the best player? If you just had no idea about the stats or anything, who would pick PCA? Because on stature alone, he's this shorter guy who doesn't necessarily have the muscles to hit the power and to do what he's doing with how he looks. I think that adds to the magic as well.
The unlikely stature. We got time for one more call. Dustin in Geneva. Dustin, you're on with Rahimi and Harris on the Score.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love listening to you guys. Excellent question posed today. As far as the Cub goes, I have to go with Javi Baez. He was obviously must-see TV. He was electric. El Mago for a reason. But another one that hasn't been mentioned yet is Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane's got two of the top three Chicago longest scoring point streaks, and he's got the number 11 longest scoring point streaks. Three cups, a game-winning goal against the Philly Flyers. I mean, he was must-see TV, especially when he was on a penalty shot.
Oh, yeah. I think that's an excellent way of putting it, Dustin. And we've had Patrick Kane several times on our text line, and I appreciate that. And also, there was just something about watching the comeuppance of an American-born player in hockey, too, that I think added to it. And then you see, like, the drag and how everybody at the lower levels of hockey, like college and high school hockey, just tried to imitate the drag all the time. And it's like, yeah, you can try. You can try. But he would talk about it and make it seem so easy and take you through what he saw. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. Except nobody can do that except you.
I just love all these texts and how there's so much variety because people are going into their memories and their feelings, whether it's Mark Burley, whether it's someone said Mike Trout, and I know he's not a Chicago guy,
but
2015
but the
Jake
excitement
Arrieta.
Yeah, and like the excitement watching level. That comeuppance.
Frank
like
Thomas
watching,
for me.
Comeuppance also means revenge, but in this case, I'm using it to like describe the ascension, if you will.
Let's be honest, Layla. The people who were at that game last night and who were actually paying attention and maybe they hadn't had too much to drink at the time, because that's eighth inning's kind of late.
I'm old enough to remember when last call was at 7.
Yeah, so the people who were there and were paying attention to what PCA did in that 5 to 6 minute span, they're not going to forget that. And the younger you are, the more likely you are to remember for the rest of your life.
That's it. When somebody's having a moment, you're allowed to enjoy the moment. And I feel like that's what we're all collectively doing. And if watching this is the first time you've had that kind of moment since the people you mentioned, well, that's some pretty elite company to you, and that's what's most important. We will shift gears a little bit here on Rahimi and Harris on the Score because there's a lot of Bulls news surrounding not only the NBA draft, but what's going on as far as possible extensions, and Billy Donovan's name isn't the only one that is being discussed. We will parse it through with Joe Calley. Joe Calley might tell us who makes him feel good sports-wise. I'm worried that might be Aaron Rodgers now, but either way, he'll tell us. You know he does. That's next on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.